A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about the plight of people with various ailments in Zimbabwe as government prepares to take striking doctors to the labor court.
And to join this discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 millimeter frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are also live streaming right now on all our Facebook platforms. So please join us on VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. So you can live stream with us.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crippling strike by some doctors in state hospitals.
The government is taking doctors to court over the 35-day strike over low salaries and poor conditions of service. Some junior, middle, senior and specialist doctors working in state hospitals say they want salaries pegged at Intermarket Bank rates. The doctors rejected a 66% cost of living adjustment last week.
This has prompted the Health Service Board to ask the Minister of Public Service to take the doctors to court, claiming that they are engaged in an illegal industrial action.
While the government and doctors are clashing over salaries and conditions of service, thousands of people seeking treatment in state hospitals have been left in the cold. They claim that they are no longer accessing medical help in government hospitals.
Join us right now so that we can talk about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages. And note that we are also on the web on VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. Zulukandaba lingalithola njani lapha likhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke kunenge esiqhuka ngakho lamhla ke ukhangelane lokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi odokotela bakhalela umsebenzi. Sebele insuku sibili kumbe ngithi inyanga, inyanga ele 5 days. So ke nxa sikhangele khonoko khanya ngazani sokuzondise uhulumende weZimbabwe. Uhulumende uthi uzamile ukuthi anike odokotela lokuthiwa i-cost of living adjustment 66%. So kodwa odokotela bathi lokhu ngazani akuhambelani labo. So ke okwamanje uhulumende selungiselela ukuthi kusasa uyahambisa odokotela e-labor court. Kambe e-labor court khona ngale kuyahamba njani? Sifuna ukuzwa ngani sibili ukuthi likubona njani konke lokhu. We spoke to Dr. Skosana, that is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Health Service Board. Let's hear what he said about the striking doctors.
Negotiations for the time being have been concluded. We have a collecting a bargaining agreement with the health workers, during which negotiations the doctors decided that they would then procedurally walk out of the negotiations before they were concluded. So the issue now, the way forward, is that there's an agreement. All health workers are expected to be back at work. The problem that we've been having is specialists and senior doctors at Parenyata Hospital. In terms of the middle management and middle doctors and the junior doctors, interns who are just from the university, they have continued not to come to work. In terms of the labor law that governs employees, health worker employees, if they are not at work for more than 5 days, we have to take the legal action in terms of the Labor Act. And the Minister of Labor, Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare has already issued a show cause order, and there will be a hearing on Tuesday, which will determine whether the job action is legal or illegal.
That is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Health Service Board. He's talking about what the government is going to do. So kanyakazani yes, from 200 abantu emtutwandaba odokotela abakhala nemisebenzi. We are lucky that we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda. He's a leper expert based in Bulawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about this issue. It seems as if the government is taking the doctors to court. Why should it take this route?
But I think the first thing that we should understand is that the issue of taking people on to court in the circumstances where we are sitting now is much more complex than actually meets the eye. The first thing is that since July, we have seen salaries that are highly variegated and incomes that can no longer go around. I'll give you a quick example in the limited time given.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have the lowest worker in one industry earning $6,000, a sweeper. You have a sweeper in another industry earning $400. You have an MD in another industry earning $4,500. I'm talking of RTGS dollars, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You have an MD in another industry earning 150,000 pound. You have an HR manager, a human resources manager in one industry earning 900 pound. You have an HR manager in another industry earning 40,000 pound.
Mm-hmm.
This is how variegated things are. We can go on and on. So, first of all, you need to recognize that doctors are working in a compensation regime that is not stable, that is highly unstable. That's the first thing. And secondly, the alleged collective job action is taking place in an environment where the labor laws are dwarfed by the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying the labor laws are dwarfed by the occasion? We need to be very clear. Are the doctors on collective job action, or they have lost the capacity to go to work?
Mm-hmm. So what is the difference there, if I may just come in?
Right. Where doctors have lost the capacity to go to work because of incomes that are not able to carry them along.
Mm-hmm.
In our jurisdiction, no case has gone to court and been tested by the courts. But if you look at other countries where people have not been paid up to 3 months, or the incomes cannot go round, the court has actually walked on the side of the workers and said, yes, give the workers a living wage and then they will go back to work. So going to court with a show cause order, that is within government, is right. But it will all depend how the matter plays when it goes before the judge. If the doctor's lawyers actually say, yes, they were in collective job action, the likely position is that the collective job action will be deemed illegal and the employer will be within his rights to discipline the doctors. But if the doctors take the line of incapacity to actually go to work, to say they've lost the capacity to go to work, these are our food bills, this is the bill for water lights and everything else and transport, therefore we are unable to go to work with what you are giving us, the play field will be totally different. It will be the first in our course actually to go that direction. And the likelihood is that the court might take a totally different view. The disposal order might not even be issued. So it really depends. But in the event that the doctor's lawyer say, yes, they are on collective job action,
mm-hmm.
the likelihood is that the collective job action will be declared illegal and the employer will be in his rights to discipline the doctors. But your biggest problem, why I'm saying the Labor Act is dwarfed by the occasion, is after dismissing the doctors, what next? Because you're talking of a specialist skill,
mm-hmm.
where you can't replace the people. The next thing is you'll be rehiring the same doctors, bringing them to work, because they are now desperate, they will come in. But because the issue of salaries will remain a problem, the same problem will roll back again, and we are actually back to square one. And when they meet, the attitudes will have hardened. My honest view is that the parties should have actually gone on negotiating. The fact that the doctors walked out of a collective negotiation it clearly showed that there was something wrong. When employees walk out of a negotiation, they are simply saying there is something wrong which needs attention. They are not saying they no longer need a job. And even if you go ahead and continue and secure an agreement with remaining employees, mm-hmm. you should also consider that those who have walked out have got a muscle. You can't extend that agreement to them. Even if you extend it to them, they still are a voice you cannot actually ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nxa sesibona ke Baba Sibanda. Siyabona ukuthi khonoko ukuthi babahambise kula ngale nkantolo. Babahambisa phela ukuthi beze ukuthi kambe khonoko abakwenzayo kuyavunyelwa kumbe hatshi. Wena ngombono wakho ngamafutshane sibili ubonani kuyaphumani khona.
Right. Izindaba ezemthethwandaba lezi ziya ngokuthi ifike emthethwandaba yabanjwa njani. Amadokotela ngafika athi baku-strike. I-strike siyabe singekho emthethweni. Ngoba umthetho welizwe ule procedure yokulandela i-strike nxa ukuthi abantu beziya kuya ku-strike. So kungekho emthethweni kungenzakala ukuthi amadokotela afake icala bathonisiswe banike isigobo esithize. Kodwa bangafika emthethwandaba bafike bathi bona hhayi thina ukubuyela emsebenzini kasali. Kodwa lapha yindlala siyehluleko imali elisinika yona nansi. Ijaji imali abasinika yona yileyi laleyi laleyi isike iphelele la. Bangasinika ufike lapha siyabuyela emsebenzini. Ujaji angabona i-argument yabe i-reasonable. Ujaji angarula differently. So kuya ngokuthi bafike kujaji bafika bathini lokuthi ujaji yena ulalele wasuthiseka yini abakukhulumayo. So kuya ngokuthi amagqwetha abameleyo ayibambe ngayiphi indlela indaba leyo nokuthi emthethwandaba kumbe inkantolo ezalalela indaba leyo kuza ujaji uzathini.
Kodwa
bavuma ukuthi baku-collective job action, hayi lapho ngabala ndawo lapho bangama khona umthetho uzabatshaya.
Kodwa bangabaxotsha yini umsebenzi wena ngokubona kwakho?
Right, ngokubona kwami bangabaxotsha umsebenzi bese bebaqhatsha kutsha. Babanike ama-conditions achiyeneyo ahamba evala izikhala lezi ebezikhona ezenze baya ku-collective job action. Kodwa bengikutsho-ke mina ukuthi ungaze uzivale izikhala lezi ungalungisanga uhlupho lweholo engike ngakhuluma ngalo laphana ngikhuluma ngesilungu. Kuya kubuya zivuleke futhi izikhala ubuye ubuyele futhi uyeqala kutsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Sibanda. Umbuzo wami wokugcina sibili ngoba ucela ukuthi uhambe khonapha masinya uthi khona nxa kukuthi sokwenziwe konke lokhu kumbe baxotshiwe kumbe baxotshwanga wena ubona ngizani vele kade kungaba ngcono ukuthi balubambe njani udaba lolu?
Obe kungcono yikuthi bale belokhu bekhuluma. Ukuhambisana emthethwandaba amboni kunganika impumela ezanceda umuntu ngoba sikhuluma ngezisebenzi esithi zilama-specialist skills. Ungaze uzixotshe akula mnye umuntu oza kuyamdobha kwenye indawo umfake khonapho. Uzakubuya ubuyele kizozo nezosebenzi uze zithi hayi madoda abafuna umsebenzi kabangene ngale ndlela. And bazaphenduka futhi bona labana abantu kwesinye isibanga kodwa udubo into ekhona yikuthi udubo luyabe lungaphelanga. Akulungise udubo lweholo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu-ke ukuthi ubuyile Sibanda. Njengokuthi isicelo sakho sibona ngani imzuzu yakho siphele singaphosela ukugcina khonapho ungafakala lesikhiwa
right. Elokugcina yikuthi ngithi mina ebesingakufisa thina njengamaZimbabwe yikuthi ngabe uhulumende uyahlala phansi lamadokotela azwisise ukuthi lanxa basuka ema-negotiation ephakathi kuqakathekile ukuthi yena njengomqhatshi abuyele ababizi ukuthi hayi madoda buyanisuze khuluma kulokuthi kuyiwe emthethwandaba ngoba emthethwandaba kungaze kuphiwe isigwebo kumbe kuthiwe yanini lapha uhlupho kaluyindawo. Ngijayele ukuthi indaba ze-labor you can't resolve them ngesilungu through litigation all the time. Sometimes you get a judgment but the problem doesn't go away. The problem remains there. This is one such case where litigation will not help anybody because the problem will remain there. They should just go back to the negotiating table and try to find each other.
Mr. Davidson Dumiso Sibanda, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So that is Mr. Davidson Dumiso Sibanda. is a labor expert.
Aiwa, kunao vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kukuchingamidzai. Nhasi tiri kuramba tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muzvipatara zvehurumende uko vana chiremba majunior, masenior nemaspecialist vese varamba ivo zvavanga vari kupiwa nehurumende vachiti ivo hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka, vari kuti mugove wavo ngauwedzerwe, saka vari kuenderera mberi vachiramwa mabasa. Kune rimwe rutivo vachinzi ivo vachange vari kuendeswa kudare mangwana pamusoro kwekuramba kudzokera pamabasa kwavari kuita. Saka ndo zvatiri kukurukura iye zvino, asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine mumwe muteereri ari panhare pari zvino regaitende kwavari tinzwe. Halo kola.
Halo, makurasi.
Taswera, tiri kutaura nani uye zve muri kupi?
Mutaura Tasavo Chibanda, ari kuota Falls kwarari.
Ehe, kwakadii kuota Falls vachibanda?
Kuri dani nani.
Ehe, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Haina, nisi hanibone problem yawe. Ndiwo zvakafeta musoro, kamari yacho kutambira haisitombofanana nachimera wake. Sarika vatoita zvarikuita izvozvo zvidodingachinaki. Mhambambira mari ndaizvotomakomba akwira marari audedzera $10 local matambira RTGS apa RTGS haisikwana kutenga zvinhu kana kutoda mahere vasiya vaita zvakutoita izvozvo zinoti nyika yacho inaki.
Saka pari zvino imi mamboshanya here kuzvipatara kana mune hama yenyu here yakambowanikwa ichirwara panguva iyo ino?
Ini ndakamboenda ndinoenda ne asi kupatara vana vakurwara ende vanhu vakatoita akizinda vakatosara kumupenyuka vakutoziva kuti vakutosa bhuza kaenda kuchipatara kacho hakubatsirwa bhuza vanhu vanga vakuishanda.
Saka dai maiwana mukana wokutaura nehurumende imi maitii?
Inaindaa nehurumende ndakungotaura kuti vakatosa kutaura naka wotaura nao wodzosa mahisi acho wodzoka bhuza iko nezvisa zvikuriitwa nemahesi ende mapurizi zeti kukura every day every day hete rakuiyayo wasikudzisa zvinhu hete rakurasa nhasi mangwana wokudza zvinhu hete yabvideyo wasikudzisa zvinhu oramba tinofira chii.
Saka apa pari zvino vari kushandisa reti ipi kwamunenge muri kuenda unotenga nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Ndozvinoziva kushandisa reti panga chisu vari kuti kana uchitenga iyoko vachivatevesera isusu vanoziva 170 kana uchitenga kwavari 200 pa$10.
Aivavanhu
zvakatoema 200 iye kuti utenge mafuta kana mafuta 4 chaiyo chaiyo kuti vanhu vangashande pakadaro ii ndaitezvao kuita izvo zvotiya yacho inaki.
Aiwa, tinotenda nemaonero enyu, muve nezuva rakanaka. I think at this point regai timboona isu zvanga zviri kuitika ipo panga pari kuratidzira vana chiremba vachiimba ivo vachiti ivo aiwa employer wavo haasi kupakura zviri fe. Saka regai timbonzwa kuti vanga vari kuti chii vana chiremba. Hatisati taona zvakare vamwe amai vakawanikawo vachienda kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara, asi vakasvikonzi ivo hakuna ari kukwanisa kuvarapa. Regai tinzwe kuti vana chiremba vanga vari kuti chii nhasi pavanga vari kuratidzira.
Ahoi makomereti, ahoi zvinoita here kuti iwewe une shopu yako uri kukwidza mapuraizi ezi zvese zviri muchokumako but uchandova kuramba uchiva kuti zvakangofanana for you oramba uchimupa 2 cents dzawaingomupa zvinoita here? Kupakura zviri pe here koko? Vari kupakura zviri pe here? Muri wangu wamakanji painini anopakura zvisiri pe
sendekeramuroma Zendekera mboma, yusa, 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 yusa
aiwa apo manzwa imiva nachiremba pavanga vari kuratidzira nhasi vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa murungu wavo hurumende inofanira kupakura zviri fere. Gaitinzwe kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vaenda ivo kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakatarisana nedambudziko rekushaya vana chiremba.
Ndakaenda kambo ndinouya kuno kunochisirwa kimo ndechidzoka. Saka kubva kwamutaro kwandakaita ndosvika zvikanzi madokta asiri pabasa. Apa inini ndiri kurwadziwa. Saka chikumbiro changu semurwere kange chekuti dano kwai kuri kuti zvinhu zvaigadziriswa zvakanaka kakuti tionawo kurapwa tichidini tichipora. Hamino kuti kana vanhu vachitiona takadai vari kunzwa sei. Nechimiro chatinacho ichi like inini nenhumbu yese yamuri kuonai kuti ndidye handigoni kudya kuti ndifeme handigoni kufema saka ndofa here ndechinyatsokuona kuti vanhu vaigona kundibatsira ka varipo but kubatsirikana kwacho hakusi kuita nokuda kwezvimwe zvinhu zvekuti vanhu vanogona kutaurira nezvechidini zvechipera. Ndochichemo cheduwo kuhurumende kuti wedu wei tinzwirewo tsitsi tione kurapwa tiri kurwadziwa toda kuti tirapwe. Chanzi dzokai kumba mari yacho ndoda kuione yekuti ndindi travela futi kubva kuno ndichisvika ndichotarisana futi nevana vasina kuenda kuchikoro vasiri kuenda kuchikoro apa inini wacho handina kurapa maronda mangani yekutsvaga yetransport yekurwara kwandiri kuita yekudzingwa kwewana yekusarapwa maronda mangani.
Chii chaizvo chamamuchida kurapa?
Ndiri kurapwa kenza.
Kenza kenza patient.
Kenza yepachi?
Ndakanga yakatangira muma ovaries yenda muchibereko saka ndakaoparetwa saka izvizvi yamuchiropa nemurwatata.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vabva ivo kwamutare uko vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pavakasvika kuHarare vachida kuti vawane rubatsiro vabva vasvika ikoko madokta achinziwo haasi kushanda uyezve vari kutsanangura ivo kuti vachidzokera kwamutare mari vanga vasina. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutarisana nevamwe varwere pari zvino asi ivo vana chirembawo vari kuti kuti zvinhu zvavo zvivafambire zvakanaka vari kuda kuti hurumende ivapewo muhoro unoenderana nemagariro nemararamiro avari kuita. Regai tinzwe zvichemo zvavanga vainazvo nhasi vana chiremba vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kukwanisa kana kuenda kumabasa ikoko nekuti mari chaiyo yekuti vakwire makombi kuenda havana. Regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii nhasi.
Tina the means zekuti haripoti nadzo kubasa handizvo like we don't have the money kuendesa kubasa handizvo ndosaka tisiri kuenda kubasa. Saka kana tisiri kuenda kubasa because of hatina mari kupiwa threat hazvisizvo zvikwanisiro zvekuti tikwanise kuenda kubasa. Tinoti nzara itori threat iri bigger than any other threat yatingapuwa. So for us we go to work kana tapuwa mari yatiri kuda inotenga.
Vachiremba haana kuramba achida kudi kupikisana nehurumende kana kuti zvatongwa nevakuru venyika kuti kwai tirambai muchititambirisa maus dollars nokuti nyika inoti vamutori nyimwe vanoti chii nyika haina mai maus dollars. Vana chiremba vakati kuna kuhurumende chitibhadhara ivo ne interbank inova iyo exchange rate ye pava ne two currencies kapa zimudhola ne US dollar ne US dollar contract iri mu US dollar asi hurumende yakutambirisa mai ma zimudhola. Vana chiremba vari kutaura zvinhu zviri very simple. Mari yachona iri kupuwa vana chiremba iyi tikaitarisa ikashinyiwa nhasi haisviki kana $100 asi zvinhu zvese zviri kukwira svondo yoga yoga.
Isusu semachiremba tabvumirana tikati takubuda mune inonzi Youth Apex Council inova ndo yanga iri nzira yanga tiri kushandisa kutaura naemployer wedu asi nzira itaona kuti haisi kunyatsotifadza.
Tanyora tsamba tichipa kuhealth services board inova employer inoemployer machiremba saka zvoreva kuti yabuda ichikumbira kuti employer atsvage dzimwe nzira kana tadhiraivhe dzimwe nzira dzinoonekwa kuti tikwanisa kupa mazvichemo zvedu kuna employer ine separate platform isingabatanidze vamwe because tinoona kunge zvichemo zvemachiremba zvichiendera nekamushandiro kanoita machiremba zvakasiyana nezvimwe zvichemo zvevamwe mahealthcare workers.
Apo tiri kunzwa vana chiremba vachitaura ivo nhuna dzavo vari kutaura zvakawanda vachiti vari kutadza kutoenda ikoko kubasa uyezve vakutoona kuti zviri nani kuti ivo vasange vari mugungano riye rinomirira vese vanoita zveutano asi iyo health services board yataurawo maonero ayo. Regai tinzwe kuti vati chii.
Machiremba acho vari kungouya pano nepapo hazvina kutombomira zvakanaka uku mwana wangu haasi kana kumbonyatsokupora nokuti vana chiremba vacho havasi kunyatsokuuya vanongouyawo pano napapo unenge wangohwawo tsitsi kuti rega ndimbodarika neko ndiye unouya
apo muri kunzwa kune vamwe amai vachichema chema nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muchipatara tiregai tinzwe kubva kuhealth services board.
The negotiating forum that is there is governed by certain legislation. For them to exit and get another negotiating forum, we need to change the legislation. And it's not a day's thing.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwawo zviri kutaura iro batu rehealth services board. Kibs.
Ye, lapa ke icunganisi lomama ke uBusi Masina ukhona ngale ke koBulawayo. Mama Masina kunjani?
Nikhona futhi.
Ye, singathi ungaphuka ngikhona khona pho koBulawayo.
Mina ngihlala eMagwegwe.
Ye. Ye, akutsho mama ukuthi wena ubhekane lani uze uye esibhedlela.
Mina bengiphathekile phose iziki ezimbili. Nanxa ngasoze ngisho ukuthi kuyinade kungihlupha kodwa kukhona emzimbeni lakhathesi. So umkhuhlane wasishayisana nokuthi odokotela sebebeke phansi izikhali. Kwaba nzima ke ukuthi ngiyesibhedlela. Lakhathesi ndokhe ngisalindile ukuthi mhlawumbe ngizizwa ukuthi hathi sekungcono nami ngiqonde khona.
Uzagcina usenzani njengoba ke odokotela bengekho? Uyagcina udinga usiwalo yini? Eh ngokubona kwakho.
Sobo sami kunzima. Uyakwazi ukuthi imizimba le ikakhulu yebo osiwalo bakhona. Okhokho bethu babasebenzisa. Thina kathesi asisabasebenzisi kangako. So sabe sikhalele ukuthi vele esibhedlela khona lapho engathola khona usizo ngitshele lokuthi kuyini sibili okungaphakathi kwami. Kodwa ngenxa yensupho olukhona sokufuqela khona vele. Akulayini into esingayenza. Ngoba imali yokuthi ngiye kuma private doctor laba bazimele bodwa vele ayikho.
Ye, sizwa njalo kuthiwa ke abanye sebephila ngemthandazo ngaphansi kwezihlahla lapho abantu ababekhulekelwa khona bethelwa konke konokamanzi into ezinjalo kuhamba njalo ngakhonokho
yinto ephilayo ungahamba anisengithi lapho engihlala khona mina ungadlula pho kuthiwa kuse-number 6 ungamangala ngoba zonke izihlahla zigcwele abantu bayabeguqile khonapho abantu bayabelele khonapho bedinga usizo khonokho abakuphiwa imbe baphiwa amanzi imbe baphiwa amatye kunalokhu umuntu abezama impilo ngoba ezibhedlela la usahambeki ungaziye khona vele akulasizo ozaluthola ngoba odokotela kabakho.
So amaprofeti angikhona la anceda yini kuba abantu sebefela khonapho?
Hhayi abantu bayaphela sokota abantu bayaphela funa ukutshela amanga iviki eliphelele ngenganathi omunye umzawa eswele usizo ezibhedlela bekunzima simbekile nje iviki yona le esiyigqibana esigqibizo
kuthanye manje singathi konapho ke ephela indaba banenganganani bolabo amaprofita ngaphansi kwezihlahla njalo ngaphoka ngikhona konapho konapho
egcekeni lona lento ewayisitha ngekuthandele to sobo sami kuyabe kumhlophe kuthenke nabantu kumnyama kuthethu konapho omunye lomunye phansi kwesihlahla sinye ngasinye kuyabe kugcwele
boke ungatshelani uhulumende ngakho konke lokho okwenzakalayo mama.
Hayi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende othanda abantu. Kakabe nguhulumende olalela abantu. Umnankagwa wathi engena esikhundleni wathi yena uza kuba umkhokheli olalelayo. Kodwa akalaleli njalo kalazwelo. Odokotela bafuna imali. Mina isifiso sami kabakhondise ngemali yaphandle kwelizwe. Ngoba le eyalaphela eZimbabwe vele kayifikisi indawo. Nsuku zonke izinto ziyakhwela. Imithi kunje iparacet ngokwaletepi iphilisi leparacet awungeke ukwanise ukulithenga noma bangayiqamba ngemali yale yokuthiwa amazimdola siyawathatha ngaphi vele singoluva vele abantu abaningi asisebenzi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende olalelayo olozwelo njalo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Masina phosela ukugcina mama khona
bengifuna ukuthi ngithi khona lokho emphose engiceda kukutsho uhulumende lalela abantu uhulumende zwela abantu ngoba ukungasebenzi kukadokotela minengi imphefumulo elahlekayo minengi imphefumulo ecithayo zuze umunye ngamunye ungafika esibhedlela ngekuthande lutho ungahamba phakathi komuzwa ngekuthande lutho ngoba awusozeqa izinto ezingu-10 kungalalembela ibomvu kungenxa yokuthi abantu baswele usizo.
Hayi Masina silethemba lokuthi uzasila mama sibongele kakhulu.
Siyabonga futhi.
So that is Busi Basina. She lives in Old Makwekwe in Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. She's saying that she was supposed to get some help from doctors in hospitals, but she was turned away. And she says that she's still sick and she can't even buy paracetamol. And to make matters worse, you know, she says she may end up getting to a nanga or something like that. And says there are so many prophets near a place where there are so many people gathered and they're trying to get help because they're not getting any help from hospitals. And she says most of those people are dying under trees.
I think you're right, because we had a few people coming in last week. We did the same topic with Ntunga, and people are saying they are now turning to the traditional healers and prophets because they cannot afford to go to the private doctors because they're asking for astronomical fees. But I think I have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hey,
hello. Hey, Zemurikupi.
Mrikarana denanya shandri ku koko istegete
makadi iko ikoko
kune kuti kufara singa iti tinkona kuti madoctors eda ari kuchaka yese kozi zvakanaka but ndinoona kuti isi vanhu tichiwo zvikwa zvapachedu nedo kuti nedo kumuno wani isi kangati ngoi ne yini tingorapa dzose dzinhu dzakoma munyika tingozviona takaisisi manje. My doctors are
I'm not going to be able to do this.
So by Tricano, the Rabbis, the Kanaka, or Peter, or Roman or Tambura.
Panevamwe, Varkuti Ivo, Urumende, Daya Kwanisa Quita, Shanga Kwanisa, Imidai, my one Amkan Oxar and Urumende, my tea.
Ah, in the end of Amkara, that he devises something, no bad treatment, my series, the boss of the Kuno Kuka, Tino State, my series, a parasite, a red Kwanika. My thing is that he draws some government to the court by zero.
Kwamuri koko zvipatara zvakakamira sei?
Kusipatira manesi ari pastrike chero kaenda hapana kana treatment arikungopora rungosvika odzoka pasina treatment yapiwa saka muchena kuti izvezvi ndotoona mugogo wangu akasiya last week nekuda kwekuti vakasiya treatment ari muchipatara kutira sei vamwe tikakumba vakangopiwa ari kumba.
Muri kupi mimi uyezve chipatara chiri pedo nemi ndechipi? Saka apa madoctor anouya nguva nenguva here kana kuti zvakamira sei kana zvinhu zvakanaka sezvo muri kuumaruwa?
Kana zvinhu zvakanaka madoctors anowanika hawo nguva dzese hatinoti everyday but anowanika hawo nguva dzese asi ko zvinoda kuuma kwezvinhu manje hatambotowanike manje chirokuwanika unoona pasina zvavangogara zvavangoti hapana kana tii mishonga iripo saka kuita sei.
Aiwa, muve nezuva rakanaka. Tinokutendai chaizvo hanzvadzi.
Zvakanaka.
Our caller there is actually calling us from the rural areas and he's saying the situation there is so bad that his own grandmother passed away because she didn't get any help. He says there's no medication. So his wish is that the government negotiates at least to just have medications like pain stops or pain ease in the hospitals.
Yes, we've got two callers right now. Skala, ngutatu Baba Piri. Baba Piri, ungauchona njani? Baba Piri, kunjani? Hello, Mr. Piri, we are going to come. Yeah, Piri, we are going to.
I think his line is bad, yeah.
Yeah, what is Tatu Baba Piri? If you have a little bit of a question, hello, why is Senator Echolocho? Baba Kaule, ungauchona njani?
Ntonile kitu sichana jani kwa zani.
Ah, sichana kakulu. Soke, laba baba kaule, kukaya nga zala bantu sivili bati ogwe nzangale spedle la loku vela kufunyelo. Abantu banengi, sebesia la kuma profeti, intwe zinjalo. Ukulu mende, nga sikuluma kuna manje, uti uya tihambiso tohote la mtoto andaba, ya ule pakoti. Kambe, konge kono kukuya ngapi, baba kaule?
Ye, kuya kumbisa uti afumela ngasukubalekela ukuthi kulo shupho olukhona oluthile
kodwa ke okuqhakathekile ukuthi sikhangele nembangela yalo hlupho lolo esibhekane nalo ekuqhakaqala ukuthi amadokotela lawo njengabantu abalomsebenzi oqhakathekileyo okukhanya ukuthi babone ukuthi balondoloze bayaphuzisa abantu ukuthi badlule emhlabeni ngokwelapha lokwenza njalo kuqhakathekile umsebenzi wokuqhakathekile kakhulu kodwa engikuzwisisayo ukuthi njengamaZimbabwe amele lawo abantu laba bebele ukukhangela ukuthi hawo bakithi usekhulumende esalungise sakhuluma ngokuthi kulungiswe izinto lezi ezihluphayo ezibahlupha enjengeholo akula muntu ongakuboniyo izinto zikhwelile kids izinto zikhwelile okumangalisayo ukuthi abantu abasayenelisi ukuphila nxa ngemali esiyisebenzisayo imali le isilinyaziwe kakhulu amandla ayo ukuthenga izinto zikhwelile sibili abantu ngezinye indlela abasabambanga lutho kodwa ke amadokotela niyazwisisa kodwa umtasale ukuthi nxa abantu besifa ezibhedlela sokuthi amadokotela ade sitrayikile yile qiniso lanxa abantu behamba besiya khona le phambili bazahamba ezulwini bazafinyaza bekuthwele umlando wokuthi hawu abantu bayekele abantu behlupheka kangaka abantu besifa ezibhedlela amadokotela ekhona abantu abafundiswa abanye bakhona amadokotela abenawufundiswa nguhulumende okukuthi babe nozwelo nje ukuthi bathi kusakhulunyiswana lohulumende njengoba uhulumende ebambe inzima kangaka kube kodwa umsebenzi ubuloku uqhubeka kuseveke imiphefumulo yabantu ngokunjalo ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina uhulumende uyenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuthi amadokotela lokho abakhala ngakho uyakulungisa lanxa mhlawumbe kungasilela kodwa uhulumende ukhathazekile kakhulu ngokuthi ebone ukuthi uyalungisisa udibo lolu masinyane ngokuphangisa kodwa ukudonselana khonoko kubangelwa ngabantu labo abasebenza ngokufuna ukudiliza inhlelo zikahulumende abayibo kithi singathi thina bayasupporteja inhlelo zikahulumende njalo abakhweza imali abakhweza ama-prizes abayenza yonke into labahlokozayo ukuthi amadokotela lawo ahambe kwi-strike kwenza ngalelokhu nalokhu yonke into bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe nzima zinzimele uhulumende okhona yiwumuma odalwa yilaba abantu abasebenza lezitha zethu ezingaphandle.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawule. So Mr. Gawule is saying there are some enemies of the state who are actually sabotaging government programs and one of those is the health sector. So Slobaba ke ukhumalo icingweni. Baba Khumalo ungawutshona njani?
Hawu siyachona chona njani?
Hayi sitshonile Khumalo. So akutshela abantu ukuthi ungaphi khona lapho njalo lokuthi kambe wena ukuhamba inesibhedlela kumbe isihlobo kumbe umngani.
Ah mina ngiyabonga ngilapha kobulawayo lapha.
Mm.
Hayi esibhedlela usihambile abangani lesihlobo ba siyabona abagulayo plus besiya khangela ukuthi konkona bona laba gula bathola usizo yini abanye abahambileyo sibili abaningi baphendukile kade behamba ngama-ambulance abatholanga sizo ngoba kade bephendukiswa after sebejike ngama-ambulance ezandle zamanesi.
So singathi wena ngokuzwa kwakho uzwa kuthiwa vele kuhamba njani esibhedlela la?
Hayi esibhedlela sibili uncedo kalusekho khathesi isizathu ngiyamuzwa uba kugawule uyakhuluma but izinto azikhulumayo kayisizo ngoba abantu bona laba ababalayo kayisibo abakhweza ifuel. Ifuel ikhwezwa nguhulumende. Uhulumende nguyophuma nemaprize efuel amatsha. Iprize efuel entsha leyana yesuka ibisikhweza izinto. Udokotela abesesithi hayi njengoba ifuel ihambelana lerethi ye-user kahle lami ngithole imali yami ihoro lami lihambelana lerethi ye-user. Okuyisikhalazo sabantu bonke nothi amadokotela kuphela. So sonke sihluphekile sibili asingeza lethi sola abanye abantu but sasola abantu abakhweza ifiweli yibo abayenza umumo kube nzima. Lawo amanensi lawo akhona emsebenzini kodwa akasebenzi ngoba engaholi lutho.
Pho kumele kwenziweni lapha-ke Khumalo?
Lapha iqiniso yokuthi uhulumende sokumzimela osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi kumele ukuthi wonke umuntu eZimbabwe kubanjani ndawoni khonokho abangakufuni ukuthi kubanjani kuze kulungisise udaba lokuhlola uhlupha abantu kangaka yilo lunzima kumele babivume ukuthi sokwehlule babithele iyusa leli lalikhona ngoba imali yethu kayiselavali labo bayavuma ngoba ifuyeli naso kayisathengeki sibili akulungisa ilizwe abantu kubuswa abantu behlangene ndawonye kubisele iyusa leli lakhithwayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ekhumalo ungathina kusasa ba
hayi shuwa sibili awugawule kakhulu iminto ezikhona thina sikwazi sikathi uthenga ngaphi akasilayele lathi siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona alayele namadokotela lamanesi lamatitsha lathi sonke esisebenzayo siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona shuwa.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba. Yeah, Kumalo Baba. So Mr. Kumalo is saying that the government should actually admit that it has failed. So he says they should bring back the US dollar. He says there's no alternative except that. So he says Mr. Kaole should tell people where he buys his stuff, you know, because what he's saying is all, you know, out of context.
I think we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi enyu.
Magadi
oi. I what did you and nani uye zvemuri kupi?
Ndinonzi Dennis Samakande ndiri kuRushinga.
Ei aiwana statsikwa neprovince kwakadii kuRushinga.
Kuri kunetsa muzvipatara hakuna madokta.
Ehe, titsananguroiwo kuti kwakamira sei kuzvipatara ikoko kuRushinga.
Tiri kutoendawo hedu mazvipatara zvakaita seKaranda and so forth. Zvisiri zvegovernment.
Ikoko kuzvipatara zvemamissionary kwakamira sei?
Kuri kutozara kuzara zvekuzara zviya. Asi ini ndani mubvunzo wangu wangori hangu kubvunza madoctors. Kuti semuzvipatara zvekumaruwa kuno. Madoctors vane dzimba dzavanogara pazvipatara havakuenda kuenda kubasa uye zviri zvemari zvakaomera munhu wese pamwe chete nemadoctors nespesi zvakatiomera asi ivo vari kugara mudzimba dzegavenmend dziri pamahuru pazvipatara vari kutadza nei kuenda kubasa.
I think ipapo pane mumwe ambobvunza izvozvo taona vana chiremba vachipindura ivo kuti vari kuedza kuti vagadzirise zvinhu izvi kuti zvinakire vana chiremba vese asi tombodzokera kwamuri kutaura kuti kwamuri kumaruva ikoko vari ikoko vari kuita sei vana chiremba vari kungogara kudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kuita sei
kana vasiri kuuya kubasa kana vasi kuuya kubasa hatingazivi kuti vari mudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kupi asi kubasa havasi kuuya
aiwa zvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuzobvunza ivo vana chiremba kana tichinge takwanisa kuwana mukana wekuva intavhiewa kuti ko vari kumaruva vasinawo maexpense akati wandei sei vasiri kuenda kumabasa sekubvunza kwamaita asi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii
hongu tinoti hurumende ngaitaurira nemadoctors asiwo madoctorswo tinovaivo futi tinoti ngavataurirano nehurumende asi semunhu wadoctor ka Hippocratic Oath so haiwirirani nezvavari kuita
aiwa mashoko makukutu hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka. I think we have another caller regai tingatore. Hallo caller.
Yes, slow Msepa. Yeah, Msepa, kunjani?
Hayi, sikhona kumbeni njani na ku Studio 7.
Siphilile mfowethu ungapi konapho?
Mina ngiseBulawayo eBenevista.
Ungapi?
NgiseBulawayo eBenevista.
Wo Benevista ngale tuzana leMarlingdale, eh?
Ya tuzani labo Waterford.
Yeah, akuchu kuti ngapho kuhamba njani esibhedlela liyahamba yini UBH kumbe uhamba njani esibhedlela kunanga?
Hayi, esibhedlela ngapha akuhambi kuhle sibili njalo amadokotela kawatholakali astrikile awumuma wezinto vele mubi kakhulu kodwa ke ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona mina ngisola igovernment nalokho abakukhulumayo ukuthi khona uthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela bebahambise ekhodi mina lokho ngibona vele kuyi-fashion sheet vele abakukhulumayo
ye singathuki kangako singafaka inhlamba
sithi khona bona bayabophisa amadokotela amadokotela kayisikho ukuthi kawafuni imisebenzi bathi bafuna imali ekwanileyo ekuhambelana lo dubo olukhona elizweni izinto ziyakhwela izinto ziphezulu amarate akhona vele akuthengeka ama-prizes ankhona so udokotela ongasebenza e-operate umuntu esenzane eselapha izinto zokusebenzisa ezibhedlela kakula imithi kakula so udokotela ongasebenzela isentimuphi umnanga kwanxa eseyehlulekile kaphume vele esihlalweni awuthi vele angathonela lokhe bambabambe yeke izinto izinto zomile kakhulu sibilini zonde kakhulu ngento le abayikhulumayo ukuthi kona kuthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela naye nalokugawula kade khuluma khonapho ukhuluma ibullshit
hayi singathethisi msipha hayi siyakwazi ukuthi uzondile kodwa singathethisi abantu sonithi sixoxe lapha sizeukuthi udaba lolu singalwenza njani so ke faka kimbono yakho ungakhiphi kodwa inhlamba ngiyakwazi ukuthi kuzinzondi khona
ya mina umbono wami engilawo yikuthi kabakhulumisane lamadokotela kuhle kuwelelwane labo bavume lapha abavuma khona bangafoswa bangethuselwa futhi ngokuthiwa khona bazabotshwa njalo ugovernment kakhulumisane lo Thamisa bahlale phansi babonisane bavumelane lapha abavumelana khona balungise ilizwe ngoba uhlupho lolu solubhahile ngoba khathesi ngikhuluma so vele inflation yakhona isigijimela ku 3000% so vele angiboni mina ukuthi khona u-2030 lo abakhuluma ngaye kusuke abe kusese lo muntu ophilayo lapha abakhulumisane lo Thamisa bawelelane bahlale phansi kanti umnanga kuyesabani ukuyahlala lo Thamisa phansi umfana ongaka mesaba ukuthi bayihlala phansi bawelelane
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba ungadinelwa kusasa baba Msipha siyakwazi sisibili hayi kuzonda kukhona inhliziyo yakho ithobeke kancane lilakho phela ukuthi likulungise khonokho ungadinelwa kusasa baba
ye hayi mina kuyangicaphula sibili basakazi ngoba into eyenzakalayo thina sizele njalo singabantu abasakhulayo asisela kuthi sasayethu ngendaba yabantu abenza ulutho ngabomo
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ungadinelwa kusasa baba babhayi
hayi.
So that is Mr. Msipha. He's really angry. He's saying that the government is doing everything wrong. You know, he says, you know, the doctors and the government should sit down and talk about some of these issues because if they don't talk, then things will go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So he says there's only one way, dialogue.
I think, you know, that sentiment is echoed by a lot of people here on our VOA Shona Facebook page. But let me take a caller and come back and then read those comments. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Imagadi kola.
Kiri po magadi.
Ai watiri wadi tuktora nani uye je muri kupi?
O njini tu ashingi njini kuchitungwisa.
Ai wa kwa kadi kuchitungwisa.
Kuchitungwisa kuri nanisha kuma doctors ndo kusimu.
Ehe, tipe wafungwa zenyu muchi nyato ti sanangura utu kwa kamera si.
Ya, yeah, chungo ti njini problem ya mashiso.
Mm-hmm.
Kanda kenda kutare last week. Da wini jingi no tariska. Rashka madutaz kusina asiti. Kana hivi ni madutaze uwe mabuki nita haskuba. Sakata shurini za nye pisa kuru za kuzo. Msoro uroaji. Kusare uwe nji ya itasi. Wa taura nasoane madutaz kutakanzo doba basa kano basi.
Saka parizi no muri kuwana rubatsiro kupi hanzvadzi?
Ah parizi na hapana. Tangoni ndi. Angokera.
Kupa chitungwiza.
Ndanzimbofunga zvekuti ndinokana maranzi ndomboita zvoku zvokurosiswa nemabasa endongoenda kusauti. Ndinomatendera zvoku. Mhm.
Mazisa ya magara achirwadza here kana kuti zvinhu zvitsva zvamuka iye zvinezvi?
Ayo magara achirwadza nekuti andina wacho akaexpire.
Okay.
Mastoxi wani racho rinzi rakwanisa.
Ko pa chitungwiza hospital havasi kushanda zvakare here pakamira sei?
Havasi kushanda hatombodii.
Aiwa, tinoshuvira kuti zvikuitirei zvakanaka nekuti vazhinji chokwadi vari kuya pano vachichema-chema vari kutarisana nedambudziko sera muri kutarisana naro. Kumaprivate vari kuti mari kana muchinge maedza kuti muende kumaprivate?
Ya, kumaprivate ndakambokonfirma mari yacho yavari kusheredzera ndevari kudhura. Tangira pa 350 US.
350 US?
Svika pa 400. Zvinotipinda dzimitepi yacho yemaspeks yacho yakaita.
Aiwa, tinotenda hanzvadzi manyatsotibatisa zviri kuitika ikoko. Dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii?
Yeah, and then go to the uncle San as well. So I do have a
aiwa tinokutendai hanzvadzi tinoshuvira kuti mazwenyu aite nani. We're hearing there from a young man from Chitungwiza. He says he has an eye problem, but he found no joy when he went to Parirenyatwa hospital. There were no doctors, and so I asked him that, what about Chitungwiza? I said there are no doctors there either. And then he went on to say he did try to inquire from the private clinics or private doctors, but they are charging around $350 per visit for a checkup. So he says it's only he's now thinking that maybe he can jump the border and go to South Africa and get some help.
And if that is if he gets runs.
That's if he gets runs. So
ya kuzima sibili ulines mutonori uti ngabaphiwa abakufunayo odokotela kuzobuya ke uHamilton kunashe chida says walking out of patients is evil and uncaring. Usika Gumbo uyakubhala lapha la ukuthi abaphiwa imali yabo odokotela bantu sasizahlupheka empilweni kuzobuya ke obusane mbuso ntini la uti ngikona kona apa Precious Nyembezi masuku ukuthi siyavuma lati singuZulu waseZimbabwe kodwa ake sizifakene ezicathulweni zabodokotela kubuhlungu ukusebenzela imali ongeke uyenelise izidingo zemuli yakho. Ye kuzobuya njalo ke ukudzayisa Maita uthi said indeed Zimbabwe doesn't even have anti-venom in stock. If anyone is bitten by a snake in Zimbabwe, then is rest in peace. Then kuzobuya ukusikhumbuzo uthi kanti wona ama-ministers ahola malini njengoba kumbe labo bahola i-bond paper yankona leyo singazi ukuthi bahola malini mfowethu. Sizabuzabuza ubusane mbuso ntini la uyabuza ukuthi ama-ministers lawo ahola ama-RTGS yini kumbe i-forex babakhawule napha abantu bayabuza lapho ukuthi njengoba-ke konke kule ngxaki yonke leyo.
Maybe before we go to Mr. Gaule, no, there are a lot of questions. Mr. Gaule,
manaphendule phela sindebele then come back.
Into ozocina sengithuka lapha esekhuluma kubi ngithanda ukuthi ngithi lapha engxe umele umqondo wakhe owephathi yakhe, but ngithanda ukuthi kukutsho ngithe mina izinto zilukhuni, izinto zikhwelile, akula muntu oyenelisa ulutho. Angikwazi ufuna ukuthi ngikhulume ngigoka amahlwayi ngimi phezu kwesihlahla yini babona ukuthi awumsipha nxa yengilalele babamsipha. Wena ngithi kuwe izinto zilukhuni njalo yonke into, even amadokotela kulukhuni, kodwa uhulumende uyakulwisa ukuthi azame ukuthi elungise nje kulalapho azahlangana khona lokuvumelana namadokotela, ngoba uhulumende uyakukhangela khonoko. Okokubophisana la madokotela azange ngikubale konke lokwala konke lokwa. So ngizama ukuthi njalo ngiphendule laba bathi kathi ama-ministers wona ahola malini lani lani. Ayiholo lomuntu vele liyimfihlo yakhe, kuyukuthi ama-ministers ahola imali ethile eyiyo yimfihlo yabo, ukuthi omunye nomunye ohola imali yakhe yimfihlo yabo. Imele ikhulunywe nguye yena, zibe nguye ozichazelayo ukuthi mina, hayi mina ngihola imali engaka.
Yes, siyakuza kakhulu ke sungabuza ke.
We have a lot of comments here on VOA Shona Facebook page, actually targeted at Mr. Gaule. So I might as well read for you so that you can answer Mr. Gaule. But let me start with the Sibongani Ndlovu. And they increase fuel after every 2 weeks, but they don't care about the dying people. This is the most cruel government in the world. Hilda Nkomo, Varkutiva Gaule, why are you daydreaming? Please, you're not telling us the truth. Brighton Tuwana, so Mr. Gaule, unoti murukuti mimi government yakaendesa ma doctor kuchikoro kuti vasabhadharwe re. Please Mr. Gaule, tiudzewe papo. Godfrey Pandle arikuti to Mr. Gaule, who owns Zera and who instructed to hike prices on a daily basis, that's a question. And why is petrol being hiked on a daily basis? Top Fenyedu my Hilda Nkomo arikuti va Gaule, please have a heart. And then she's saying ZANU-PF has failed us. That's Hilda Nkomo. Pana Jeffrey Luwa yarikuti hurumende ngaipe vanhu mari iri nani, kwete kuita zvavari kuita izvigogo vanata vari panapa. Ana Masanangure mubai wanzi, how do you go to work if you don't have bus money, no food, no zesa? Baba Gaule ndigogo vanata anzi, one day ameno ipapa. So Mr. Gaule, people are saying, but why is the government not taking the doctors seriously? Because they didn't just train to then go to work and be paid in even less than other people doing menial jobs. Why is the government not prioritizing paying the doctors? They are asking.
But these people, let me take you back. The very same people that you are talking about, especially the president of this country, they are the people who fought to liberate the Zimbabweans, to set all Zimbabweans free. They fought for this democracy that we are enjoying today. And at the same time, remember, the oppressors, these people, especially the colonizers, what they have a hand in this kind of a thing. There is sabotage all over the shore. They are the ones who owns all these other things. It's not the government that is raising prices. It's not the government that is raising prices. And Mnangagwa has been saying this time and again, to say, why are you raising prices? Could you please justify whether some of these products are produced within the country, but within Zimbabwe, but some people claim to say that we need foreign currency to do ABCD. These are the people who are undermining the government, who are supporting all the government programs.
But Mr. Gaule, Mr. Gaule,
exactly who is doing it? Who is increasing the prices?
Mr. Gaule,
in the first place, let them answer that question first.
Okay, let's go back to the doctors and just wait on the prices, because some people are saying, why is it that the doctors, especially, I mean, the minister, you know, the late President Mugabe had to go to Singapore. Currently, the deputy president, Mr. Chiwenga, is in China. So how is it that they are not prioritizing local hospitals but are giving priority to a few people to get treated outside? That's the question here.
But I don't think that question can come from a Zimbabwean. I think that question can come from someone who doesn't know Zimbabwe as such. And to face, that's the reality. Mnangagwa inherited a dead economy. And this is exactly what we are doing. And the Mnangagwa government is working very, very hard to resuscitate this economy. And some people really are throwing spanners here and there.
So, Baba Gaule, nxa sikhangele sibili okwenzakala eZimbabwe khonoko kwabodokotela, lohulumende kudonselwana emakhodi, kwenziwa konke lokhu. Kambe vele kulo hulumende osebenza kanje empilweni, kumbe lowo nguhulumende osebreak ama-records kuphela.
Uhulumende lowo, uhulumende ophakathi kobunzima, othi nxa ekhuluma gives ukuthi ama-austerity measures, ubuhlungu bonobana, ukuthi kulabor sibili umuntu ongumama esiyabeletha ukuthi ubuhlunguli balesikhangelayo umthuli wakutsho khona ukuthi sibophene amabhanti kuzaba lobunzima yibo bunzima esikhangelane labo kodwa ubunzima bakhona ukuze si-achieve khona ihulumende ifuna uku-achieve ikuthi sidinga isupport yethu sonke kodwa kukhona ukuthi kulabantu abagangileyo abatshintsha izimali abayenza izimali ama-prize ekhwele nyamangala abantu labo besithi bona uhulumende beblame uhulumende ngiyophathelisayo uhulumende ngiyoona izimali zabantu abathatha izimali batshintsha izimali ama-rate badise abantu ama-rate usuku zonke uhulumende ngiyokwenza khona uhulumende ngiyokwenza ama-prize uhulumende kuyenza uhulumende kayisiyokwenza uhulumende ngalesi usebuyethule inhleli zokuthi alwe kakhulu abone ukuthi angaqeda udiko lololu khona olezigangi lezi ezisupportethe ama-programs e-government ezibulalela imali ukuthi abantu imali ayisathengi lutho ngendlela ukuthi ibulawa yibo bona abasetshenziswa ngabantu bangaphandle abazama ukudiliza uhulumende.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Gaule, ulabantu khonapho-ke marvelous abakhulumayo. So Mr. Gaule is saying he's still maintaining that there's some people sabotaging the government. So prices and all those kind of things, he says, outsiders. Do you have any people following
you? The people here on the thread are very upset at Mr. Gaule, actually. They are saying, you know, I think, you know, he's really, maybe, he's, I don't know. But some of the stuff, I don't know, maybe you can read because it's written in Ndebele. Gogwanata, what is she saying there?
Uti ya Baba Gaule, uhulumende usebenza katalala kuze kuse. Ye, lapa uikuwa kupalile konoko. Uti uhulumende usebenza sibili kuze kuse. So meaning that the government is working tirelessly towards, you know, achieving certain things. Yeah, so mbona zanisikati setu, sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Lepa Expect, Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda, and former Chorocho Senator, believe Gaule. Thank you also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And Anna Masunungure Mbaiwa is saying ZANU-PF government is not prioritizing the basic health care and killing citizens. I'm Marvelous Mklanganya Huye in Washington.